Do you know about the early English settlements in North America?
Well, soon you'll find out with these following segments.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kalani.
And we'll be your hosts for Coleycast number 25. You'll be listening to William talking about Henry Hudson, Ethan talking about Roanoke, Kel talking about Jamestown, then jokes with Toby and Brandon.
After that, we will have Brady with Pilgrims Part 1, then Dalton with Pilgrims Part 2. Now here's William with our first segment.
Do you know what Henry Hudson was looking for? Hi, my name is William, and I'm going to tell you right now. Henry Hudson wanted to find the Northwest Passage. The Northwest Passage was a rumored river that connected the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. The Dutch East India Company paid for his expedition. So first he sailed to Chesapeake Bay, but didn't find it. Then he went to Delaware Bay, but yet again, didn't find it. Then he went to Hudson River and sailed 150 miles up the river and thought he found it for all that time, but didn't. And do you know why he didn't find it? Because it didn't even exist. He and his son and a few crew members wanted to keep searching, so the crew dumped him in a boat and they never saw him again. Now here's Ethan, who will tell you all about Roanoke.
Have you ever heard about the lost colony of Roanoke? Hi, my name is Ethan. I'm here to tell you all about it. It all started with England wanting to colonize the New World. Queen Elizabeth I granted a charter to Sir Walter Raleigh to start a colony. 100 men came to start a colony in Roanoke. Hunger and hardships forced John White to return to England for food and other supplies. There was a war between England and Spain which stopped John White from returning to Roanoke for 3 years. When the war finally ended, John White returned to Roanoke. When he got there, the whole place was deserted. The only clue left was a word carved onto a tree. The word was Croatoan. Croatoan was the name of a nearby island and the name of a nearby Indian tribe. This is why Roanoke is called the Lost Colony. Now here is Kel with a segment on Jamestown.
Did you know that Jamestown didn't prosper, but they got a cash crop? Hi, my name is Kel, and after this segment you will learn more about Jamestown. King James I granted a charter to start a colony in Jamestown. There were 100 men and boys. Half of the settlers died from mosquitoes that carry diseases and from undrinkable water. So John Smith forced the gentlemen to work. The gentlemen weren't used to working, but they didn't like him. But he got results. John Smith got injured in a gunpowder explosion, so he had to go back to England. The gentlemen started to kick back and relax. Women showed up and saved the day. John Rolfe brought tobacco as a cash crop. A cash crop is a crop made for cash. Many Africans were brought to Jamestown and forced to work as indentured servants for 5 to 7 years. They started to get greedy and took the Native Americans' land to grow more tobacco. The Native Americans fought back, but they didn't win because the colonists had better weapons. I hope you like my segment. Now here's Toby and Brandon with some funny jokes.
Hi, I'm Toby.
Hi, I'm Brandon.
And we're going to tell you some pilgrim and turkey jokes.
All right, I'll go first, Brandon.
Okay.
Why does the pilgrim's pants always fall down?
I don't know. Why do the pilgrims' pants always fall down?
Well, because they wear their buckle on their hat.
That's a good one, Toby. Now let me tell you one of mine. If the pilgrims were still alive today, what would they be famous for?
I'm not sure, Brandon.
Their age.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you a turkey joke.
All right.
Can a turkey jump higher than the Empire State Building?
I don't know, can they?
Well, a building can't jump at all.
That's another good one, Toby. Let me tell you one of my jokes. What did the turkey say before it was roasted?
I'm not sure.
Boy, I'm stuffed.
All right, well, let's get back to those segments.
Hi, my name is Brady, and I'm going to tell you about the pilgrims. In the 1600s, Europe was divided over religion. King Henry VIII broke away from the Roman Catholic Church to start the Church of England. King James I prohibited worshiping outside of the Church of England. Many people hated this and wanted religious freedom. So separatists began holding secret prayer meetings. The pilgrims went to the Netherlands because they wanted religious freedom, but the only problem was they didn't speak their language. So London businessmen paid for the pilgrims' trip to Virginia. On the Mayflower, Miles Standish was a former soldier that was hired to protect the pilgrims. Now here's Dalton with part two of the pilgrims.
Let's get going with the rest of that story. In 1620, the pilgrims set sail on a ship that was called the Mayflower, heading for Virginia. For 65 days, the Mayflower was battered while crossing the Atlantic. When the pilgrims finally landed, they found out that they actually landed in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Before the pilgrims even stepped off of the boat, they thought they would need some rules. So they wrote the Mayflower Compact. Only men signed, but women had to obey as well. They named their settlement Plymouth, after the city they left from in England. They elected John Carver as their first governor, until his death in 1621. Then they elected William Bradford. A Native American named Samoset came to greet them, surprisingly in English. And later, the pilgrims found out that he learned from English sea captains. Half of the settlers died, and a Native American named Squanto helped those remaining. After they had a feast and had games, which was our first Thanksgiving, it lasted 3 days. Now back to our hosts.
Thanks, Dalton, for that great segment.
Thank you for listening to these segments about early English settlements in North America.
Goodbye.